Lawmakers this year passed a bill that encourages towns to work together to help deliver broadband service to rural areas. And so voters on town meeting day will be deciding if their town should sign on to join communications union districts. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
When people talk about last-mile broadband customers, they're referring to homes that are surrounded by good internet service, but who can't get companies to hook them up. They're talking about people like Bill Fisk.
Literally, if I could stand on the roof of my house, I could point up my road and tell you where the last service port is for that. I can look in another direction and see the other. I'm in a little like a dead zone in the midst of three different access lines coming out.
Fisk lives in Shaftesbury in Bennington County. He gets DSL service, but it's slow and he's tired of dealing with it.
With the limited service I have, I can stream after 8 o'clock at night usually. I'm assuming that's kids doing their homework. And my wife and I can't stream different programs at the same time. It's one or the other.
So when Fisk heard that Shaftesbury Select Board Chairman Tim Scoggins was organizing residents to try to improve broadband service, Fisk was all in.
I will do whatever I can. Tim mentioned having people at the polls to promote it, and I'll certainly stand there and promote it. And anything I can do along those lines. If it's writing letters to the editor, I can do that as well.
Shaftesbury is one of 11 towns in southwestern Vermont that are working together to form a Communications Union District, or CUD. When towns form a CUD, they can raise money through the municipal bond market. And it's a way to organize the far-flung areas without service and put together a viable business plan, which is all but impossible if they go it alone. Shaftesbury will vote on joining the Southern Vermont Communication Union District on town meeting day. And Clay Purvis, who's with the Department of Public Service, says similar discussions are happening across the state.
So I would say in all corners of the state, there are people looking at the issue of broadband and thinking about forming communication union districts.
Purvis says about 37 towns are considering town meeting day votes, and the number could rise even more before town meeting warnings are finalized in January. Lawmakers passed a bill this year that put money aside for planning the districts. A new loan program was established as well, and Purvis says his department hired a new staffer who works with towns who want to join districts.
We have new tools, new resources available now for broadband. It's not going to make broadband magically appear, but it does give communities that want to do something about broadband a fighting chance.
The state gave out the first round of grants in November. The Windham Regional Commission got $60,000. Susan Westa is a senior planner with Windham Regional, and she said the organization will do a feasibility study. And while it will likely be years before any new fiber is connected, she says getting all the small towns working together at least moves things forward.
It's not a slam dunk at all, but this is a really important first step in getting these communication union districts up and going. And it doesn't make sense to do it one town at a time, especially in our rural communities.
The next round of broadband innovation grants will be given out in February. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.